career in sports management, I felt I was a sort of second-class campus citizen. My classmates who were preparing for the pulpit ministry or missionary service were the ones who were treated as if they would be doing the real work of the church. The rest of us were the supporting cast. Almost nothing in my church or collegiate experiences presented possibilities for a dynamic, involved Christian life outside the professional ministry. If you were called to full-time Christian service, there were very clear paths to follow. If not, you were pretty much on your own. You heard about being salt and light, but no one told you how to do it, other than to get involved in a good local church. I have since learned that my experiences are far from unique. I have met countless Christian laymen and women who also feel as if their professional careers are to be set aside in that category as secular, while their faith is relegated to the church. Professional Christians in full-time service do the real ministry of the church, while we follow along, not really sure what we're doing here. At first, I was somewhat relieved to learn I wasn't the only one to feel as if I had blown it by not going into full-time Christian service. But then I began to feel even worse. What a shame that so many of us feel sort of in a fog between our faith and our careers. I am convinced that most Christians have no idea about the possibilities of being lambs that roar, of being followers of God who know how to fully integrate their commitment to Christ into their daily lives. Maybe that's why so many areas of modern life so clearly lack the preserving salt of the gospel. My agent, Celie Yates, provides yet another example of how the church has somehow missed the mark. A leading literary and entertainment attorney in Southern California, Celie grew up in rural Southern Baptist churches in West Texas. He heard and responded to the clear, beautiful call of the gospel and went on to attend Baylor University, which at that time was one of the country's leading Christian institutions of higher education. After graduating from Baylor, he went on to get a law degree at UCLA. Here was Celie's situation. He was a strongly committed Christian, was able to attend a major university where God's word was honored, became the first member of his family to obtain a college degree, had earned a law degree from a prestigious law school, had married the girl of his dreams, had entered into a promising law practice, had a new baby boy, was teaching a Sunday school class in a Bible-believing church, and was extremely miserable. It would seem he had it all, but in Celie's mind, if what he had was all there was, it was far from enough. In all those years in Southern Baptist churches, in 4 years at Baylor, in attending and working in a great Los Angeles area church, no one had ever told Celie how he could make the dynamic of the gospel reach into all areas of his life. Once he decided the professional ministry was not his calling, he pretty much resigned himself to being a compartmentalized Christian.